We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchas Gittin, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Gimel, the subparagraph that begins with the words Ki Elu Hatzimtzumim Vasivuvim. This halacha is based on Torah Lamed in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal begins that Torah speaking about Hasoga Selukus, a very high level of understanding of Hashem, which is impossible to achieve without many tzimtzumim, without many introductions, kalim, prerequisites, constrictions, to be able to limit the light. And Rav Nosson Zal touched on how the secularists, they try to achieve understanding about creation and about Hashem through other methods, through their kinds of tzimtzumim, which are totally incorrect. But now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Ki elu hatzimtzumim vasivuvim hoamitiim lovoy al yodom la'asogas elikus, because the real correct tzimtzumim and introductions that a person needs in order to be able to achieve hasogas elikus, einam bederech hahekesh shalohem klal chas v'shom, do not follow the methodology that these secularists use whatsoever, their ways of study. Ki al yedei darkei hahekesh v'adimyoin roitzim lahagia v'liga mamish b'hadovor shechoikrim. Because they're trying to use comparisons and analogies to be able to understand a very deep thing that they're trying to achieve. Kigoin l'moshel, for example, Rav Nosson Zal says, when they try to analyze, when scientists or thinkers try to analyze the stars and the galaxies and the sun and the moon, all of those things, how they move, and they use their own intellect, and they go from one thing to the next. They start with A, which leads them to B and to C, ad shemagia bedaitoi v'noigea besichloi bedarkei tahaluchos hakoychovim v'algalgalim. Until one thing leads to the next, they compare this to that and that to this and everything, until they start touching on the topic of how the stars and the galaxies and all of those things move. Avol machma shesechel mahalchom govoya moid. However, because of the fact that the knowledge that one needs to understand how those things function, how the stars and the planets and all the things in space function, because that's such an incredibly high level of knowledge, alkein be'emes einom yecholim lagia l'sham. Therefore, the truth is, these secularists, these scientists, these thinkers, can't get there whatsoever. They have no way of going up that high in knowledge. V'alkein, and therefore, ad heina, until today, even with their instruments, even with telescopes and other tools and everything, einam yoidim al burion eichu mahalochem. Till today, they still don't know or understand how these things function, how the planets and the stars, how they all move around. Kikol hamechakrim, because all of the scientists ad ze somuch berech mea shana yoser, until around 100 years ago, Rav Nosson Zal's writing this around in the year 1800, he's saying that all the scientists until approximately the year 1700, Amru, they all said shehagalgalim makifim horetz, that the stars and the sun and everything go around the earth. They revolve around the earth. Ubesamuch, whereas recently, kom echod, one scientist rose up, Copernicus Shemoi, his name is Copernicus, v'omar, and he said, shehoorotz misaveves, that the earth revolves around the sun. V'kulam hoilchim ato bederech hasheker hazeh, and all the scientists have chosen to accept his path, that he's the one that's right. and they've changed what they all thought for hundreds and thousands of years. V'heim bi'atzma moidim, however, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, these scientists themselves admit sheberoiv hayomim, that in another 100 years or so, whatever it is, it's very possible sheyam tziecho derech acher, that a different scientist will come up and he'll come up with a different idea, with a different thought. V'anachnu oimrim, whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, we, the Jews, the rabbis, the tzaddikim, we say shebevadai einoi kedivrehim, that Copernicus and these guys are 100% wrong. Kimavur barichus bedivrei hachol kemaleim, as is explained at great length by those who disagree with Copernicus and his guys, hamachzikim derech hayoshon, who follow the old path, shehu al pidas rabbi senuzal, which follows the opinion of our rabbis in the Gemara, in the Zohar HaKodesh, v'chein b'shar chochmos. And the same thing is true regarding other wisdoms, where the scientists, one day they say this, and the next day they can change their mind completely. And after they've changed their mind, they're very happy to say that what we're saying, this is what we believe now. However, it can change. V'chein b'shar chochmos einom yecholim lagia l'shum dovor al burioi. They cannot achieve a complete understanding of anything, not medicine, not this, mikol shgein, how much more so, bahasoga selikus, if we're talking about spiritual things, if we're talking about understanding Hashem, theology, things like that. Ki eich efsha shiagiu v'yigu basagosi yisborach, how in the world is it possible for them to achieve an understanding of Hashem, of Ruchnius, asher les machshova tfisa beklal, when the Zohar HaKadosh says the human mind cannot understand Hashem whatsoever? So how can they try with science and with their methodology and everything, how can they try to understand? Rav Nosson Zal says, aval kol hatzimtzumim vasivuvim dikdusha shel hatzadik horebi hoemes, whereas the methodology that's used by the true tzaddikim, the tzimtzumim that they use, the preparations that they make to try to understand Hashem, to try to understand the Torah, to try to understand creation, heim rak bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachma, they are all in the manner of trying to bring something from far away, realizing and recognizing that understanding Hashem is something far, far from us. Sheheim mesavavim sivuvim koele, these tzaddikim go through incredible sivuvim. They make all kinds of preparations and introductions and everything. She'efsher leida, she'efsher leida basechel hoenoishi, whereby if a person would try to rationalize, hold on, I don't get it. How does this tzaddik think that by going into the mikveh, by going dipping into an ice mikveh, that's going to help him understand Hashem? What is it, the temperature of the water affects his brain cells, the white blood cells, or is it the red blood? Which is it, you know? They can't figure out in a rational manner how in the world the path that the tzaddikim are taking to achieve understanding of Hashem, how in the world is that going to work? Doesn't make any sense. Exactly. Rak shebe'emes lamitoi, however, the real truth is, elu hasivuvim heim klulim umeyuchodim boyisbora. These introductions that these tzaddikim do in order to try to get closer to Hashem and to understand Hashem, those sivuvim are plugged into and one with Hashem. The mitzvahs of the Torah, Rabbeinu Zal and Likutei Moran says, and all this form, right? They are one with Hashem. When a person is putting, Rabbeinu Zal once said when he was holding a piece of matzah in his hand, I'm holding Hashem in my hands. The word mitzvah, the Tikkuni Zohar shows, has the same letters as Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vav Hei is exactly the same. And Mem Tzadik in code is Yud Kei, because the Yud is the 10th letter of the Aleph Beis from the beginning. The Mem is the 10th letter from the end. The Tzadik is the 18th letter or the 20th letter from the beginning. The Tzadik is the 5th letter from the end. The Hey is the 5th letter from the beginning. And we know that this is one of the systems by which we interpret the Torah, this code called Atbash. So we see that a mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mitzvah is Hashem. So when I'm doing a mitzvah, when I'm eating matzah, or when I'm fasting on a fast day, even though you can't rationally explain, how in the world does that bring you close to higher levels of understanding of spirituality? How does that elevate your brain? Too bad. You don't have to understand it rationally. It doesn't have to make sense on a human level. On a spiritual level, it makes total sense. It works. Va'al yodom bo al ho'odom memela kedushas hadas shel hisnoitzetzus elokus. And it's through these sivuvim that the great tzaddikim make, through that, the person is zoche to achieve automatically the holy das, a holy understanding of spirituality, sheniftach loy al yodom oyer hoein soif, whereby through these mitzvahs, through the study of Torah, through the preparations that the tzaddikim make, they open up for them the infinite light of Hashem, v'zoiche lahasik mashemasik, and the tzaddik is zoiche to understand what he understands. Ki ikar hasivuvim vatzimtzumim digdusha shalat tzaddik oemes heim al pi darkei hatoyra vahamitzvois. Because the preparations and the tzimtzumim that the true tzaddikim make to prepare them for understanding Hashem, they follow the path of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Sheheim achdusa yisborach shmoi, which are one with Hashem. Aval baseichel einonu mevinim klal. However, using our rational intellect, we cannot understand at all eich al pi mitzvoy soele novoy la siga. How is putting on these leather boxes with these leather straps, how in the world is that going to help me understand Hashem? Ki bevadai ein yoidim baseichel because using rational human intellect, a person cannot understand how by putting on a pair of tzitzis is that going to help me understand Hashem, or sitting in the sukkah. Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is, the reality is, onu maminim, we believe 100% shemitzvas tzitzis hagdoshim nimshochim mimokoim govoya v'kodesh kazeh, that the holy mitzvah of tzitzis comes from such a high spiritual place, shehu kolul u'meyuchad b'achdusa yisboroshmoi, that it is literally one with Hashem, it's part of Hashem, asher al yidei zeh novoi la'asoga salakus, and therefore, by studying and fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, we believe, we know, that this will bring us to an understanding of Hashem, v'chein b'shar ha-mitzvahs, and so too regarding all the other mitzvahs. U'kemoikein, and similarly, heim kol hadrochim v'anesivois v'akdomois v'asibuvim shel atzadik u'emes, and so too are all the introductions and all the paths that the true tzaddikim use to take people and bring them close to Hashem and elevate them spiritually, shemesava vimoni, which the true tzaddikim do with us, kedei lovoi lasoga salakus, in order to bring us to a level of understanding Hashem, shekulam heim bedarkei hatorah v'amitzvos, all of them are based on the Torah and its mitzvos, sheheim achdusa yisborach, which are one with Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh makes a statement, there's a very famous statement, Kutshibarichu v'oiraisa v'Yisrael chadhu. Hashem the Torah and the Jewish people are one. Hashem and the Torah are one. To the degree that I connect to the Torah, I'm connecting with Hashem. For example, the tzaddik today instructs us and advises us to learn halachas and other customs of the Torah. And then a year later, the tzaddik advises some of his students, now it's time for you to switch to learning Kabbalah, more advanced learning. And these tzaddikim reveal to us new concepts in Torah, new explanations of the Torah in incredible ways. And by following this path of a tzaddik, by following his guidance and advice, by learning what he tells you to learn today and tomorrow and next year, and by doing what he tells you to do today and tomorrow and next year, the person automatically, Rav Nosson Zal uses that word, the person says, how does it work? The answer is it works automatically. By following these steps, the person will automatically come to achieve a realization of the greatness of Hashem and an understanding of Hashem, mimokoim rochoik ma'oid moid, from very, very far away places, meaning from incredibly high levels. He will receive light from there and receive a level of understanding. His mind will open up, his heart will open up, and he'll feel a connection to Hashem, and he'll be able to feel, to understand Hashem better. That doesn't mean every question he had about Hashem will be answered, but Hashem will become much more real for him and much more obvious. Afal pi she'enoi noigei Hashem bedaitoi klal. Even though the person is not achieving that light, that connection to Hashem, with his intellect whatsoever. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, mimerchak tovi lachma. She brings her bread from far, far away, meaning shenizoin milechem haTorah. The person is being nourished from the bread of Torah, shehi hasoga selakusa yisborach, which is understanding of Hashem, mimerchak, from far, far away. Mimerchak daika, from far away. But the person is not necessarily understanding it. He's not achieving it using his intellect, his seichel. He's connecting with it from 1,000 miles away. Just like, for example, we have the sun. All of us, we're in a room that's dark, totally dark, and we're lying in bed, and suddenly 6 o'clock starts getting light. Lighter and lighter, and the person wakes up and says, who turned on that light? Nobody. Hashem did. What do you mean, Hashem? Where's Hashem? He's up there. How far up there? 93 million miles. What are you, nuts? Somebody can turn on a light 93 million miles away, and I can feel it, I can see it down here? Yes, 100%. What do you mean, I don't see? You're right. You don't understand it. You don't know exactly how. That doesn't mean nothing. You see it. You see it and you're benefiting from its light. And you know that it's true, man. You know that 2 hours ago you couldn't see nothing in that room. And now you could read, you could do everything. And you know nobody put on any electric bulbs. So you know 100% clearly that it's the sun. Even though you're a million miles away from it, can't touch it, can't taste it, can't feel it, you know that it is. Lahavdil, the same thing is here in Hasogas Elokus. The tzaddikim, when we follow their guidance, when we study Torah the way they advise us to, and when we fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah the way and the custom the way they guide us to, the person is zeicha that automatically he's getting closer, and even though he doesn't understand exactly how does it work, how does this mitzvah move me? How does this open my brain? How does this help me? You don't have to understand, but it works. Every one of those mitzvahs, every line of Torah, brings you closer and connects you better with Hashem to be able to see and understand, see and realize the existence of Hashem, even though you don't necessarily understand everything completely. You don't have all the answers to all of your specific detailed questions, but you know that there's a Hashem. Just like we gave the example of Reb Lev Yitzchak Berdichevzal, who was raised in a religious family, Talmid Chachamim, everything, and then at one point he left home for a few years to go study by the Mezritch Magid, one of the leaders of Hasidus. And when he came back home, his father felt bad that he had left the yeshiva, he had left the regular world of learning to go to Hasidut. And when he came back, one time his father decided to tease him a little, so he said to him, "So Levi Yitzchok, tell me, you went to this great rabbi for 3 years, what did you learn there?" So he thought for a moment, he's talking to his father, he's talking to a Talmud Chacham, a very holy Jew. So he says, "I learned that there's a Hashem." So his father calls in the maid next to, in the kitchen, "Sprinzer, come here. Is there a Hashem? Did Hashem create the world?" She says, "Of course, of course." So he looks at his son, implying, "So now, what's the difference between you and her? Or what's the difference between your rabbi and her, your great holy rabbi and her? Your rabbi told you there's Hashem, and she says there's Hashem." So he looked at his father, and he said, "She says, I know. She's saying it. She's saying there's a Hashem. I know there's a Hashem." And in that word know has billions of levels to it. He was saying, "I know," in a way that a person who is not close to a true tzaddik can learn a billion pages and will not necessarily get to that level of "I know Hashem. I know that there is a Hashem, and I know Hashem." Rav Nosson Zal continues, "Ki bev ukemoikein," and exactly where are we? "Mimerchak tovi lachmo shenizoin milechem atoyra sheyesok zuzet mimerchak," exactly. "Bebchinas," as the pasuk says in Koheles chapter 7, "Omarti echkemo," I said, "I'm going to be smart. I'm going to understand." "V'hi rechoyka mimeni," but I see that it's still very far from me. Who said that? Shlomo HaMelech, the smartest of all people, said, "I thought echkema, I thought that with chachma I'll understand everything, but I see that my connection to Hashem is not so much with chachma. With chachma I get a little bit. Through mitzvahs and ma'aseh and tovim and everything, through that I'm zoche to be masig Hashem on a much higher level." "Ki elu ha'hagdomos v'hasivuvim," because all of these procedures and prerequisites that the tzaddikim prescribe for us as to how to serve Hashem and how to come close to Hashem, heim bebechinas, they are all included in something that the Zohar HaKadosh says. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about beating the body. Beating up the body, like you take a piece of leather, you take a hide from an animal, and you punch it, and you beat it, and you smack it and everything, to soften that hide, to turn it into real quality leather. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's this batisha, there's this beating where we beat up the body through all of these procedures, going to the mikveh, getting up early, going to staying up at night, all the different things that we put, walking to shul, walking back from shul, all the effort that a person's putting in, the struggle to study Torah and to perform mitzvah semais and toivim, kedei sheyucha lekabel oyer haneshama, to prepare the body to be able to receive properly the light of the neshama. Kamei shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parsha Shlach, page 168, o'o deloy salik bein ahoyra mevatshin lei, those people who went to camp, or who played in the forests and stuff and know about making campfires and fires and things like that know that sometimes you have a piece of wood, a nice piece of wood, and you try to light a match to it and it won't light. Nothing, you put a light, it won't go. Somebody who's more experienced says, give me that. And he takes a hatchet or something and starts hitting the wood, banging into it, chipping it, and making it rough. You know, instead of it being a smooth piece of wood that won't light, hitting it and beating it and everything, making some rough parts in it, then you light it, suddenly it's able to receive the fire. It's able. A perfectly smooth piece of wood sometimes won't light. It's only if you beat it up a little, you beat it, you make grooves in it, and this, that, then it can light. So the Zohar Kodesh says it's the same thing with our bodies. When your body is smooth and comfortable, and when you have all the comforts, that type of body cannot receive the fire of holiness, the neshama, can't really connect with the neshama. Punch the body around, beat him up a little, get him out of bed early, and get him into that mikveh, and get him into here, and get him to walk a couple of miles, to go to shul, to go to do a mitzvah, this, that, all of that. Beat him up a little bit. That'll prepare him. Just like a piece of wood that doesn't receive, can't receive light, mavachnali, we beat it up. Gufa, a body that's not ready to receive the light of the soul, mavachnali, we beat it up, we punch it around a little bit. Through all the prerequisites, all the introductions that the tzaddikim teach us to do, al pi darkei ha-Torah v'amitzvos, which are all based on the Torah and the mitzvahs. Even though some people come tell, where does it say in the Torah that you're supposed to have hespoedus? Where does it say in the Torah you're supposed to go to mikveh? Idiot, if you learn, you'll find where it says it. That tzaddikim, it does, all of it is in the Torah. Some of it isn't as obvious. Just because you learn 20 pages or 200 pages, don't mean that if you haven't come across it, it ain't there yet. It means you have to learn another 2,000-3,000 pages or 20,000, and then you'll see it, of course. But the tzaddikim are the ones who know the Torah inside out, and they know, based on the Torah, what to prescribe and how to prescribe and how to prepare a person, how to ready a person to be able to receive the light of the neshama or the hasoga selukus. Ad sheyuchal litvois velechois boy oyer haneshama kdoisha. Until the light of the holy soul can connect with the body, kemoishe nitfas ho'oyer baner, like fire connects with a candle. And that's how a person is zoche to achieve the understanding of Hashem and the feeling of Hashem and the connection to Hashem that they're zoche to achieve. Paragraph Dalet. Rav Nelson Zal says, now we'll understand a very important law, set of laws in the Torah, which also seems illogical. Just like we've said, it's illogical. You can't rationalize and understand how by doing these and these mitzvahs, it's going to bring you to understand Hashem. Rav Nelson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas aroyos. With this, we'll be able to understand the concept of forbidden relationships. Why a Jew is not allowed to marry his sister, or his mother, or the ones who are closest to him. Shekol hakroivois asurois. Our closest relatives are forbidden to us. Kedei shelo yisachazu mehachibur hachochmois chitzonius. And the reason for this is because when we make the wrong type of connection, the wrong type of attachment, then secular wisdoms will also be able to attach themselves to us. Shekol chachmosam bederech kurva v'dimyoin, whereby all of their knowledge and wisdom is based on comparisons, analogy, taking things that are similar and studying the similarities, with the closeness between these two things, and then expanding it a little further and further. That's how a lot of their knowledge is based on, by studying different things and studying how things that are very similar to each other and coming to certain conclusions based on that, and then expanding it out further and further. ki ikar hachibur digdusha shel chachma ilo im chachma tato, because the whole connection, holy connection, between the upper wisdom and the lower wisdom, shehim b'chinas ish ve'isha, which are represented by man and woman, as we mentioned in the previous year, tzorich liyois be'bechinas mimerchak tovi lachma, has to follow this concept of something that's coming from a distance, not something that's too close. If they're too close to each other, if a husband and wife are too similar to each other sometimes, it's unhealthy, it's problematic. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki hasidrachro hi bebechinas shari bechibura v'siyim beperuda. Because the sitrachra, the way that the sitrachra functions and operates is, it starts off attached, connected, like two things that are very close to each other, but it ends up, they end up far apart from each other. As we've explained in other places, kihem roitzim lechaber dovor bedovor bederech hekesh vadimyon, because the sitrachra and the scientists and the secularists, they want to try to compare and unite things to show the similarities between them, similar properties and everything. Ulahagia al yedei zeh liyidios yisborach. And by studying the similarities between everything in creation, they think that that's going to help them achieve an understanding of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, they're in for a big surprise. Siem bepruda, they end up far away, far apart, separated from where they thought they were going to be. Shehu bechinas, as the pasuk says, nirgon mafrid aluf, that those people who go on the wrong path, they cause pirud, they cause separation. Ki bederech se yefsher lahagi alav, because following scientific thought, following their methodologies of learning, a person cannot get to understand Hashem and cannot get close to Hashem. Avol Yisrael kedoshim muzhorim. Whereas the holy Jewish nation has been warned by Moshe Rabbeinu, pen yersu el Hashem, don't you dare try to climb the intellectual ladder trying to understand Hashem with your intellect, but rather, rak umdim mimerchak, but rather we keep back 2,000 feet or 2,000 miles. We don't try to understand Hashem using intellect, but rather umaminim bo yisborach be'emuna levad. We believe in Hashem with complete, pure faith alone. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Torah tells us, that at the first meeting that Moshe Rabbeinu had with Hashem, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He put on his glasses, or he took a close look, he took out his telescope or his microscope? No, he did just the opposite. Vayaster Moshe Ponov. Moshe Rabbeinu covered his face. Ki yore mihabitel hualikim. Because he was afraid to look at Hashem. Shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashon. Even the greatest tzaddik of all time, hister ponov, he covered his face, he covered his eyes. V'yorei mehabit el olikim. He was afraid to look at Hashem. V'yidei zeh daiko zocho lahasogas atzumois be'elikus yisborach. And by not looking, he was zeche to achieve the highest level understanding and perceptions of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Torah testifies, in last week's parsha, we just had this recently at the end of Baal Yischa, when Hashem said to Aharon HaKohen and Miriam and Aviyah, you have the chutzpah, you have the audacity to discuss Moshe Rabbeinu, to compare yourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu, your holy prophets, you're great, who cares? You are not Moshe Rabbeinu. You know who Moshe Rabbeinu is? Bechol Beisi Ne'emon Hu. All doors are open to him. Utmunas Hashem Yabit. He looks at the image of Hashem. You know who said that? Hashem himself said that this person who covers his face, this person who tries not to look, he's the one who sees Hashem most clearly, more clearly than anybody else. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 57, that Hashem says, Shalom, Shalom, a greeting of peace, a greeting of peace, larochoik, to the one who is far away, v'lakoroiv, and to the one who is close. Shedaiko al yedei hisrachkus, by a person realizing and recognizing how far away we are from Hashem, and how we don't have the chutzpah, the audacity to think we can understand Hashem, certainly not quickly and easily, through that humiskarev. Through that attitude, we're zecher to get close to Hashem. Paragraph Hey, V'alkein eishes ish asur l'acher. And it's for this reason that a married woman is forbidden to all other men. V'ho isur chomor ma'oid ma'oid. And this is one of the strictest prohibitions in Judaism. Ki machma sheho isho hi bebchinas ha-seichel ha-tachtoim. Because of what we explained earlier, that the woman represents the malchus, which is called seichel ha-tachtoim, the lowest level on the totem pole of holiness. She's the bottom, the closest thing to Tuma, the closest thing to the Sitrachra. Shasitrachra v'aklipois seim smuchem l'sham v'yoinkim isham. The other side, the klipois, the Tuma, are very close to where the woman is. And they draw from there. V'choitrin u'mizgarin tomid, linoik u'lisachi sham b'yoyser. And the Sitrachra is always trying to do everything they can to connect with the woman, to use her as a springboard to get at the man, to attack the whole kedusha. Al kein tzrichen lehishtadel tomid lechotcha mibeneim. Therefore, we always have to be involved in separating her from them, in slicing. If any time the sitrachra tries to connect to her, cut that connection, cut that cord. And to elevate the woman, to bring her up to the upper levels of holiness, to the light of the face of Hashem. V'alkein, and for this reason, afilu beheter hu milchama gedoy l'kiyadua. Even for a man to live with his own wife in a kosher way is a major battle. It takes incredible, incredible strength for a person to live properly, in a kosher way, with his own wife, to follow all the laws of the Torah in terms of the relationship between them, and to talk the right way, and to act all the different things involved in a proper holy marriage. V'alkein tzorich sheyehei hazivug rak lemineyu. And for this reason, we have to be super careful that this union between male and female should only be a perfect fit, should only be the right one, the right man to the right woman. Ki ikar, listen to these next words, because he's teaching us rules of Kabbalah. He's teaching us all kinds of important rules of Kabbalah and Chassidus. Ki ikar yenikas hasitrachra humi ta'aruvois. One of the main things that allows the sitrachra to attach itself to something is when there's a mishmash, when there's a lack of clarity, when there's good and bad, the sitrachra does not necessarily have the ability to grab hold of the bad. When the good and bad are segregated, they're separate, they're apart from each other, and we can recognize, we know that this is good and that's bad, then every semi-normal person knows to stay away from the bad. It's obvious. Even to an idiot, it's sort of obvious. But when there's mishmash, when things get confused, when the advertising industry has the ability to make good look bad and make bad look good, to make vacation, to make doing nothing. They show a picture of a guy sitting on a beach chair in front of the ocean just staring up the sky. That's the ultimate success that a human being can achieve in life. If he can get to that point where he can get on a plane and go nowhere, go somewhere where nobody's sit, and just sit on the beach and stare. You know, that's the ultimate, that's success. Or drinking a bottle of Coca-Cola. That's the ultimate achievement of a human being within this society, modern society. when they're able to mix things up, where a person can't differentiate anymore, can't distinguish between good and bad, then the sitra, then they're successful. They're successful in getting all kinds of normal, supposedly normal, healthy people to do abnormal, unhealthy things, to do all kinds of wrong things. Alkein, therefore, im chas v'sholom tischaber imacher, if a woman who's married to A goes ahead and it becomes attached to B, azai yisachazu hasitracher v'akliboy shom beyoser, that becomes super vulnerable to the sitracher. When things get mixed up, then the sitracher is able to grab on there and attach itself in a heavy way, ad sheyiplu shnehem, to the point where both the man and the woman will have such a fall, hanoyef v'hanoyefes, the adulterer and the adulteress, letoicham, they'll fall into the sitrachra, biyirida she'en lo tekuma, to experience a fall where it's just about impossible for them to come out of it, chas v'shalom. V'siya ha'hoylada, and if a child is born from that kind of union, from a married woman having relations with somebody else, the birth that comes about, shehi b'chinas hamshocha samoichin, which we said before, every time a new child is brought into the world, it means there's a soul, there's new seichel being brought into the world, that moichin will be tihiyeh mamzer oy mamzeres. It'll be, if it's a male child, it's a mamzer. If it's a female, it's mamzeres. Sheheim pesel umasecha. The Zohar HaKadosh calls them idols. A mamzer is an idol. Kemo shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh uses that terminology. Hainu kelacher, kfiris, atheism, denial of Hashem. That's what's produced from that kind of an illegal relationship. Ki oz al yedei hataroivos hasichliim, because when two different types of seichel get put together that are not supposed to be put together, yinikosum shel hasitrachra chazoka ma'od rachmoslam, then the sitrachra has incredible power to draw on that, ad sheyicholim lafoy hatzimtzumim ledarchei amoraim, to the point where they can turn these tzimtzumim, these wires, into destructive wires, into wires that don't bring light, they bring fire, Rahman al-San. At Shenasim Yizek Kfirus, Rahman al-San, to the point where this leads to denial of Hashem. We said that every new Jewish child that comes into the world is supposed to bring more faith in Hashem and recognition of Hashem into the world. Doer ledoer yishabach masecho, ledoer vodoer nagid godlecho. But chas v'shalom, it's a wrong type of relation. It has the opposite effect. Ki heim oirvim al ze tomid linoik michochmat atonal. Because the sitrachra is always lying in ambush and looking for every way possible to connect with the woman, to connect with the chochmat ato. Ve'ikar yinikosom mitaroi vois chas v'shalom. And their main yinika, their main power comes when there's a mixture. When good and bad are mixed together. We have it on page 1, Judaism, right? Judaism 1.0. The Eitz Hadas, Tov V'ra. The first instruction from Hashem was, all trees are okay. The good trees and the bad trees. They're all okay, no problem. There's one tree that's good and bad, you better stay away from. That's trouble. That's dangerous. That tree, ki biyoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. As soon as, if you get close to good and bad, that's the most dangerous. And this is why there were rabbis that said in previous generations that when there was Orthodox and Reform, let's say, when there was, it was easier for Klal Yisrael. Because again, it was more obvious. The difference between the two was perfectly clear. These guys are eating pork and violating Shabbos, you know, it's obvious. When it evolved into other things, when it becomes conservative and conservadox and modern, all of this stuff, and it becomes a little bit of a mishmash where there's some halacha, we follow halacha in some areas. In some areas, we don't follow it. So it's a little yeah, a little no. When it becomes mishmash, that's much more dangerous. That can much more easily capture people, you know, thousands of people, and draw them away from a real proper connection to Hashem. V'zeh, and this is what the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, chapter 8. Ish, ish, ki sister, when it introduces the topic of a soita, a woman whose husband suspects her of illicit behavior, it begins with these words. Ish, ish, a man, ki siste ishtoi. If his wife will deviate from the right path, she'll go off the right path, she'll commit an act of foolishness, siste shoita, umoaloi bo moal, and she will transgress against him. And our rabbis tell us, what's the ish ish? The Torah doesn't stutter. What's maze ish ish? Shemoyeles beish milchomo shelamalo veisha shelamato. That this woman is transgressing against Hashem, who is called ish. There's a pasuk Hashem ish milchomo, and she's also transgressing against the man below, her own husband. Hainu kanal. This is based on what we said earlier. By her transgressing from her physical husband down below, this gives strength to the tumah, which are the secular wisdoms, and they take the tzimtzumim, the chokhmah tatoh, which was supposed to be used as channels to help us be able to understand chokhmah ilah, and they twist them around, they mess them up, where the chokhmah tatoh becomes secular wisdom. It becomes a chokhmah that takes people away from Hashem, that causes them not to believe in Hashem. Alkein moyeles bevadai beisha shelamala. Therefore, this woman is definitely transgressing against Hashem, her heavenly husband. Me'achar shaydezeh mizgabrim biyoser hakfirois rachmal etzlan. Because as a result of her sin, as a result of her adultery, she's increasing lack of faith in the world. V'kanal. This is one of the things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Sefer Amidos and other places. Every mitzvah that a Jew does, there's a pasuk, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. Every mitzvah that a Jew studies and performs increases and improves his emuna in Hashem. And it increases the emuna in the world. And every aveira that a Jew does, a person eats a steak that's treif, or he eats meat and milk, that increases atheism and idol worship in the world, on a general level, and in that pro. What do you mean? How does it work? The answer is, you don't need to know. That's what we just said before. You intellectually, you mathematically, you can't necessarily show how this steak messes up the brain. But the Torah tells us, and the tzaddikim tell us, that chas v'shalom, every single aveira injects kfira into the person. Doesn't necessarily happen in a day, in a minute, in an hour. Could be over a period of time, that it causes a deterioration, an erosion of a basic faith that the person was brought up with and had, and suddenly the person wakes up a month later, a year later, and suddenly they're struggling to believe in Hashem. How did that happen? How could that be? The answer is, this is how it could be. And this is why the Gemara says in Soita, page 3, Ish ish ki siste ishtoi, she'ein hamenoafim noyafim elim keinichnas bem ruach shtus. The Gemara says that men and women will not commit this type of act unless they become crazy temporarily. They experience a temporary insanity. Ruach shtus bevadai. Rabbi Nachman says, look at the wording that the Gemara uses: craziness. This comes from the tumah, from the sitrachra, shehein bechinas chochmos chitzonius, who are associated with secular wisdoms which deny the existence of Hashem, which try to disprove Hashem. Shehem ksilus ushtus bemes. Those kinds of wisdoms are nonsense, foolishness. Shehem hepech hachochmo amitius kanal. They are the opposite of the true chochma of the Torah. V'alkein nimshach mehem ruach shtus mamish. And that's why from those chachmas lead to insanity, get people to do crazy, foolish, silly things. paragraph Vov, v'zeh b'chinas get. And with this, we'll understand also the concept of a divorce, that it requires a written document, as we'll see, she'efshar lahafrido mi'itoi, whereby it is impossible to detach a married woman from her husband, kim al yedei ksav daika. It requires writing, shehu ksav haget, which is this written document of a divorce. Ki hatzintzumim anal heim bebechinas ksav. Because as we mentioned earlier, when we spoke earlier, that in order for a person to achieve an understanding of Hashem, Hashem is infinite. Hashem has no physical dimensions or anything. So how can you relate to that? You can't possibly relate to Hashem unless you have tzimtzumim, unless you have things which do have boundaries, which are not infinite, and they serve as a vehicle by which you can understand Hashem. For example, the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letters of the Torah, the Aleph, the Beis, the Gimel, each letter has a particular shape. It's so big, it's not bigger, not smaller, it's round over here, not square over there, etc. Those are called Shiurin Dasvan Doraisa, we said, remember? Those are the measurements of the letters of the Torah, which are like the Sarois, the hair of the head. Sarois, Shiurim, the same word. Sar, Shiur, Shar, which serve as an entranceway to understand Hashem. Those are the tzimtzumim, the limit, the items that do have boundaries, which help us be able to relate to Hashem, who is infinite, who has no boundaries. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, the tzimtzumim, one example of the tzimtzumim is writing. Bechinas shiura da'asvon doiraisa, the measurements of the letters of the Torah. Kitmunas kol ois v'ois, because the exact shape and form of each one of the letters of the Torah is a particular image. It's a form, it's a shape through which we can understand Hashem. Rabbeinu Zalman writes in one place that the great tzaddikim, if they never ever saw a lion in their life, if they would study the word Aryeh, the name of the lion, Aleph Resh Yud Hey, they would be able to write a whole book telling you everything you could possibly want to know about a lion. When it sleeps, when it eats, what kind of climate, everything. It's all in those letters. Because again, those letters are a tzimtzum of Hashem himself and of Hashem's knowledge and wisdom. And the great tzaddikim know. We've given examples. We gave tiny examples of the Vilna Goyen, for example. We said the Vilna Goyen one time was mentioned. There's a story in the Gemara where there was a rabbi who was walking down the stairs and he slipped and fell. So one of the other rabbis asked him, could it be that you once had an opportunity to give tzedakah and you didn't, and that's why you fell? So the Vilna Goyen says, what in the world does falling down the stairs have to do with giving tzedakah? He says, I'll tell you, it's simple. If you look in the Torah, where it defines the mitzvah of tzedakah, not at the letters are for kids. The adults study the vowels. You got to study the vowels, and you got to study the musical notes. The musical notes under the words of the mitzvah tzedakah, posoyach tiftach, open your hands to a poor man, the musical notes there are darga, tevir. In Aramaic, the word darga means step, tevir means broken. So when the rabbi heard that a step broke and this other rabbi fell, right away he Googled it in the Torah and he found posoyach tiftach and he knew right away, obvious, it's obvious, this is because you had an opportunity to give tzedakah when you transgressed against it. So we see that these letters are tzimtzumim, vessels in which Hashem is found there, in which the knowledge and wisdom of Hashem and the presence of Hashem is found there. V'alkein osur lehischabrimo kimayit iksav. And this is why it is forbidden for a man and woman to unite, to live together, unless there's a written document, shehu haksuba, which is the marriage contract. Ubeloy haksuba osur lodorimo. Without haksuba, it is forbidden for a man to live with a woman. Because in order to draw heavenly wisdom, we said the union of male and female is the union of Chachmah Elo and Chachmah Tator. In order to draw that Chachmah Elo into the Chachmah Tator, tzorich kama v'kama tzimtzumim, v'kama v'kama b'chinois. Rabbeinu Zal said in Likut Moran, that needs all kinds of tzimtzumim, wires, and kelim and everything. L'tzamtzim ha-seichel o'elyoin b'kama v'kama hishtalshulus v'tzimtzumim idarga l'darga. To take that seichel o'elyoin, which is infinite, which is so high, and bring it down, and shrink it again, and constrict it, and more constricted, and more constricted, from level to level, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, shetzrichin kama v'kama tzimtzumim me'ilo lo'olul mi'sechel elyon l'sechel tachtayim. It requires so much shrinking and bringing down and thicker wires and thinner wires. We know when you have a reservoir of water that's going to feed 100,000 people or a million people, person figures, wow, I'm going to take my kitchen sink, you know, and I'm going to trace the wire to where it goes up to Haifa or to the Kinneret, and to see exactly where my wire is in the reservoir. Guy's nuts in the head. He don't know that the reservoir has wire, has pumps, and it has canals and path. First it starts off as a huge canal that comes out, which leads into smaller and smaller, until it gets to the individual wires, the individual pipes that go into each individual neighborhood, and then into each building, and then into each apartment within the building. And this is the whole concept of the written Torah and the oral Torah. Shehem bechinas ish ve'isha, which are also referred to in Kabbalah and Chassidus as the husband and the wife. Bechinas chochma ilo v'chochma tator k'yadua. The written Torah is referred to as the upper chochma, the Torah b'al peh, the lower chochma. Hainu, kishechochma ilo roitze lashpia v'chochma tator, when the upper chochma wants to send its light into the lower chokhmah, tzricho letzamtzeim atzmo bekama tzimtzumim. It has to be shrunken and brought down into many, many different levels. Ad shenase bebchinas ksav, until it comes into the form of letters, until it comes into a written form. This is the concept of the shapes and forms of the letters in the written Torah. And once it's in that kind of form, then it can feed into the Torah Shebal Peh. It can be used. The rabbis have the formulas to know how to translate and interpret and put together the different letters and words to derive all the things that we have in the Torah Shebal Peh. Shemekabeles mi Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebapeh, which receives from the Torah Shebichsav. V'alkein asura l'ischabri moikim al yedei ksav, and it's for this reason that a woman is forbidden to unite with her husband unless there's that written document, shehu haksuba shenaisen lo, which is the ksuba which he gives her. Ki haseichel hatachtoin b'china soisha eina yechoila lekabel miaseichel o'elyoin. Because the lower seichel, which is the woman, cannot receive from the husband, who is the seichel elyon, kiim kishemetzamtzei matzmoi bebechinas ksav kanal, until he's willing to bring himself down, to put himself in writing, to put his intentions in writing, put it on paper, write it down. Shezeh bechinas Torah shebal peh, shemekabelos mitorah shebichsav. This is the concept of the oral Torah, which receives from the written Torah. Again, keep in mind, today, our oral Torah has been written down also because of an emergency, because the rabbis saw that if they wait any longer, we're going to forget the whole thing. But in the original form, the written Torah was written, the oral Torah was studied by heart, only by heart. V'alkein, and therefore, kishenifredes mimenu, when the wife becomes disconnected from her husband, when they want to separate, chashom, when they want to get divorced, eino yochoy lehiporid mimenu kima yidei aksav. She cannot disconnect from him without a paper, without writing. ki tekev kishnes chabrimoi nichloloi hi gam kein bebechinas ksav. Because as soon as they got married, she, who is the oral Torah, got plugged into the written Torah. She also got hooked into the writing. She also got included in that written document. Ki isha oilo imoy, because the Gemara says a woman goes up with her husband. She connects with him. She becomes part of him. Ki ba'asar diztchar nukvalayit kartamon k'muva b'zohar kodesh. Because the Zohar Kodesh says when you have male and female, the female disappears. She becomes part of the male. When you have Chaim Goldstein and Leah Berger, it becomes Leah Goldstein. Berger disappears. Berger goes away. V'alkein, and therefore, e'ef shirlo lihiporid mimenu kimal yaksav. It is impossible for her to become disconnected from him unless there's writing. The husband once again has to shrink himself, has to bring his chokhmah down, down, down into letters. And through that method, he can disconnect her from him. Because she already became part of him in writing. And therefore it is impossible to separate her other than through writing, as the Gemara says, Sefer Korsa Ve'ein Dovracher Korsa. It's only that written document that disconnects her. Nothing else can do it. Kitzrichen Krisus Mamish. Because there has to be a complete severance Alidei ksav daika, through writing specifically, me'achar sheshom nikshura, since she became attached to through writing, to the writing, to that Torah shebichsav. We'll hold it over here for now. Soon.